This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Peter J. Burns III, and I like to call myself a de facto entrepreneur in residence at large. And that's because I'm involved in so many different ventures, my own and others, in that capacity.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, I can give you a couple of examples. I was in the entrepreneurship education business. I taught as a pro bono adjunct faculty member at the Baird Honors College at ASU. And that program was so successful, I actually moved the whole program over to Grand Canyon University, where I served as the entrepreneur residence for the first College of Entrepreneurship in the United States, which was founded, I co-founded there. Subsequent to that, I did a tour of duty as a volunteer with the International Medical Corps in Ethiopia, and I came on board as their entrepreneur in residence. And what that meant for those particular deals that I just mentioned was in the educational component, I was not an accredited professor. I was not a master's or PhD, so I couldn't actually teach the course, but I was their entrepreneur guiding force for the College of Entrepreneurship. I was able to actually assist the professors who were teaching the courses from the perspective of a honest-to-goodness, red-blooded American entrepreneur. Now, when I was in Ethiopia, the volunteer business, the nonprofit business, is almost polar opposite to what entrepreneurs are. And so I was able to give my own perspective on this beautiful country that had recently come back into capitalism only 20 years earlier. And I was able to give my perspective on all my experience of over 40 years on behalf of the country and the charity that I worked with.
Great. Peter, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
The challenges is probably the different cultures that I have to assimilate with. In academia, I certainly have my challenges because as an entrepreneur, you make up the rules as you go along. In academia, they're very, very foundational, step-by-step. They follow the rules. That was one major challenge on the cultural deal. The same with the NGOs. They only understand how to beg for money. And they basically find a rich guy, they take as much money as they can from the rich guy while he's alive, and then go hit on the heirs afterwards. And I had a whole different perspective. I was looking at the NGO as still a business and still able to help them. And the cultural clashes are the largest problem that I've seen. What the success were, the successes have been in my past, are even though the cultural clashes were difficult to begin with, by overcoming both of those examples, I was able to accomplish really great things. The College of Entrepreneurship being the number two entrepreneurship program in the United States after only 6 months because it used my formula instead of academics teaching students, it became entrepreneurs teaching students. And that was enormously successful. And then I was able to introduce something like 40 different improvements to the NGOs participation in Ethiopia. I actually came up with a number of different business ideas. I was even able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants from unique ideas that I came with and implemented while I was one of their volunteers. Over the years, I've been involved in 150 businesses, and those are my own. And I've raised over $600 million worth of non-bank alternate capital resources for other companies. And so I was plug and play as an entrepreneur residence while I was working for different companies, while I was working my magic and bringing capital to those companies. I stayed with them as long as they needed me, and then I was off to the next project. So there have been many instances where the entrepreneur residence is a perfect name for what I was doing for other people.
Peter, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Put yourself out there. Let people know what you do. Call upon the successes that you've had before and the failures. and just get it out there. People need us. Entrepreneurs are the lifeblood of America and the country. We're the backbone of the economies in the United States and the world. They need us. And most people are trained to go to school to become somebody else's employee. And you know what? There have to be the people that start the businesses. And a lot of people out there, even though they want to start the business, don't know how to do it. As an entrepreneur residence, we have the ability to do so. We have the ability to help and guide, and we have to learn to put ourselves out there.
Peter, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
You can go to my website at peterjburns3.com. That has a list of my current ventures, my future ventures, all my history. It is all of my contact information and anything else that can be helpful to someone interested in this.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.